You're listening to Sky Women's Health Podcast, your evidence-based resource for women's health and wellness, exploring the holistic principles of osteopathy, integrating mind, body, and spirit, designed to empower you as your own healthcare advocate and help you live your best life. I'm your host, board-certified OBGYN, Dr. Carolyn Moyers. Welcome back, Sky Women. Today, we're talking about a very specific aspect of postmenopausal hormone therapy, and that is estrogen therapy, route of administration, and the risk of venous thromboembolism, a what? A blood clot in your vein. Okay, that's all that big word means. What are risk factors for, like, for venous thromboembolism? Age alone, so increasing age can be a risk factor. Major surgery or hospitalizations that lead to, you know, being immobile for a long period of time. Heart conditions such as heart attack or congestive heart failure. Chronic conditions, including poorly controlled high blood pressure or diabetes. Lower extremity paralysis or significant fracture to the pelvis, the hip, or the long bones. Multiple trauma or cancer can actually increase your risk of blood clot, your baseline risk. So when we're talking about this particular topic, we know that menopausal symptoms, whether it's in perimenopause or menopause, the hot flushes, the night sweats, we know that hormone therapy is the most effective treatment for this. But we want to be aware, and I know that you heard me say many times that transdermal estrogen is definitely my preferred route because we avoid the first pass effect. And so the and most investigations on the relationship between blood clots and menopausal hormone therapy, the route of administration has been primarily by mouth, orally. It's been proposed that oral administration of estrogen actually has a prothrombotic effect. So it's actually inducing in our liver these substances that favor a clot. So when we compare oral by mouth or transdermal through the skin estrogen therapy, it's demonstrated that transdermal administration of estrogen has little or no effect in elevating these prothrombotic substances. So that's kind of exciting. The estrogen and thromboembolism risk study, a multi-center case control study of blood clots among postmenopausal women between the ages of 45 and 70, demonstrated an odds ratio for blood clot in users of oral and transdermal estrogen to be 4.2 in those who took it orally and 0.9 in those who took it transdermally. Transdermal estrogen had no increased risk compared with non-users. Similar results have been reported elsewhere. There are several non-oral delivery systems that will bypass that first pass effect in the liver, therefore avoiding the prothrombotic effect. And that would include the transdermal estradiol patch, estradiol-containing gels or sprays, vaginal ring delivery system. Now, topical vaginal estrogen in tablets prescribed for genitourinary syndrome of menopause doesn't have a significant systemic absorption. It's not detectable effect on coagulation proteins or the incidence of blood clots at all. But both transdermal and vaginal ring delivery bypass the GI conversion of estradiol to estrone, therefore having less increase in triglyceride levels, clotting factors, and globulins. The vaginal ring that contains estradiol for systemic treatment, because I've talked about this before, but we have one that's a lower dose that's specifically for local estrogen or local vaginal therapy. But there is a vaginal ring that is higher dose that can be used for systemic hormone therapy. And that has been shown to be effective in the management of hot flashes and night sweats and all those vasomotor symptoms and is not associated with an increased risk of blood clot. So it's really important for you to have a detailed discussion about your postmenopausal estrogen therapy because this has been well researched. We have good evidence. It's important to understand your individual risk factors. This is really crucial when making an informed decision about postmenopausal estrogen therapy. It's clear that the safety of postmenopausal estrogen therapy involves a nuanced understanding of the mode of administration, including risk factors and the latest research findings. It's always recommended to consult with your menopause certified practitioner, please, so that you get detailed information specific to you and your needs. In healthy women with no risk history, the chance of getting a blood clot is generally really low, and even lower in non-oral routes of estrogen. So do not fear, make an informed decision. Until next week, be well. Thank you for joining me on Sky Women's Health Podcast. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date with our latest content. This episode is proudly sponsored by Sky Women's Health, your go-to destination for midlife gynecology in DFW, specializing in perimenopause, menopause care, sexual medicine, and a unique thing we offer is osteopathic manipulative treatment for pregnant and postpartum patients. While we are nobody's primary OB, we collaborate with your OB to provide you comfort through your pregnancy. Stay tuned for more empowering discussions. Until next time, be well.